This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on a special Friday edition. Why is it special? Because I'm not really here. Well, I am, but I'm not. I'm traveling to San Antonio for the Advanced Medicine Conference and soaring on the wings of the Southern Bell Medium. My good friend Tamara Calder Richardson, we had her on, I don't know how many years ago now. Tamara's been on the show, and we have had so much fun with her. She's not only the Southern charm that I love so much, growing up in the Deep South for 30 years or so, but she actually can talk about not only NDEs, near-death experiences, but STEs. We learned about that recently. Spiritually transformative experiences. She's got some great websites. She's got a book. She's doing a podcast show as well. Seeking Heaven. If anybody's seeking heaven, hey, it sounds like a good thing to seek. But we're going to seek heaven on earth while we are here today for the first hour of the broadcast. And Super Don's going to put together a second hour as well. Tamara, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here and so happy to see you. You're doing a jamming job. You're doing fantastic.
I like that. I like the alliteration. I'm doing a jamming job, Super Don. So put that in your hat there. Awesome. Look at all those incredible colors you got around you, too, as well. Is this a? I always remember when we met, like, at the conference, the IANS conference.
Like six, 7 years ago. Yeah.
Been that long already? Wow. Just incredible. Yeah. But, yeah, you were always dressing fun and colorful and everything like that. It's just your personality as well.
Yeah, it's true. And you were there. You were doing your show there. And you made me laugh. Oh, my gosh, your NDE and you. And I was like, oh, this is a character. Who is this person?
That was something else. Maybe I should revisit it, or you can tell my story if you remember. It's more funny when you say it, perhaps. But I often talk about my experience and how it impacted, you know, my life, how I look at life differently because of that experience. And I think of the near-death experience is I like the transformation, talking to our good friend Ann Archer Butcher, of spiritually transformative experiences. And there's a group that you're going to be working with. And there's also a big upcoming online free event, which we have linked in the show notes as well. Because some people go, you know what? That sounds pretty cool, Tamara. You had NDEs, a bunch of them. I don't know if I want one. It's a little scary, right? And I'm like, okay, how about an STE that doesn't require an NDE, right? And that's interesting. I'm asking you that because you've had a lot of the NDEs too, but what I'm saying.
Well, to me, it's not scary. You know, the near-death experience, this is the way I look at it. If we live long enough, something is most likely, we're probably not going to be here, and boom, we're gone, right? So we're going to have some spiritual experiences in between. We might want to classify them as near death, like, oh, you know, they were trying to revive me on the table. It was no big deal. I came back. There I was. Or it could be a spiritually transformative experience where you're in your room and you're saying prayers and an angel shows up. You're like, wow. Mm-hmm. It could be many things. People that have had loved ones that have crossed over or that had just recently passed, and then they are missing them, and they wake up and they're in this glowy, either in an orb and this glowy thing in front of them. Well, that would change someone as a spiritually transformative experience. So near-death experiences can be spiritually transformative experiences as well. So can out-of-body, astral travel, seeing angels, seeing ghosts. I mean, some people, they don't look for this. They're not ghost hunters. They go on a historical tour and they see something and they're like, didn't expect that. I've seen last year two UFOs. That's a spiritually transformed experience. And I mean, like a fleet of them and a mothership in my backyard. That would qualify. So,
Tamara, a lot of times, you know, when I talk about the UFO phenomenon, of course, it's like, all right, how do you travel, you know, light years or millions of light years in terms of spans of time, even at the speed of light? And I think in terms of if it's feasible for something from another planet to show up here, there's got to be something more like a technological stargate. Plus the fact that if you have a corporeal physical body, the gamma or what they call the cosmic radiation is so intense without the atmosphere protecting this physical shell we inhabit while we're
right
here, that it wouldn't survive the trip. You know, we don't have shielding. I've talked to NASA astronauts about this. We don't have the shielding to protect us to even get to the moon, ironically, and that's a whole part of sordid tales of the past, right? The Van Allen radiation belts. But spiritually, that radiation doesn't harm us, but physically, the shell that we live in while we're here and have it, that's a different story. So I think of these things as almost extra or supraphysical, right, on another vibrational plane of existence, perhaps.
They have to be, yeah, absolutely. Well, for example, 2 years ago, I, you know, created, what was it, August 2020, per the request of Jesus. He said, I want you to create this channel. He told me, you know, where it was, YouTube. And then he said, all different topics, all different things. He said, mysteries, so and forth. And I said, why? He said, well, I want to pull people together and it would be entertaining. I said, Bigfoot? He goes, sure, him too. So I had these, UFO guests. There was one guy, Preston Denton. He's written like 28 books on UFOs. So I'm telling him in between our take, I go, you know, I've been having these dreams for, I guess, you know, a couple of years. And I'm surprised he started laughing. I went, oh God, they're not dreams, are they? He goes, no. I've been on the ship, I've been on the mothership, and I found out that I've been actually channeling Astor of the Commander of the Galactic Federation. So obviously I wasn't abducted, it was an astral travel.
Right, an experience on a different, a vibrational plane of existence. Now,
right, Tamara, it was very vivid.
This topic is already going so far fascinating, off the rails in a good way, I love it.
okay.
But I'm hearing some of my audience, like, this is, you know, I'm sensitive to the audience, you know, you're sensitive.
Yeah, sure.
Like, Some of our listeners, very deeply devout Christian Christ followers, and they're offended. I can hear it. I can feel it. It's like, well, I'm going to ask this question. It's like, you consider yourself a Christ-centered person, Christian-oriented, with all of your experiences and talking with Christ, and Christ apparently talking to you.
Yes.
Isn't it part of the teaching to connect with Christ? Isn't that a good thing? Shouldn't people be going, hey, this is great, rather than go, oh, this woman's just out of her mind crazy talking to Jesus? It's like, I thought everybody's supposed to be talking to Jesus. No?
Well, here's the thing. Jesus loves everybody, whether you're Christian, not Christian, whatever. He loves everybody. And I did see him in my near-death experience. It was amazing. I was in a coma 3 days because my lungs collapsed. I actually was dead on arrival 15 minutes and dead on and off 2 hours and declared dead, sheet over me, all of that. And then they saw a breath. My lungs were barely operating, put me, you know, in a tent, and I spent 3 days with him. And he taught me many things. And then I saw him again on Earth going to a concert during the day. He was solid. It was amazing. Going to a Holland Oates concert. So I adore him. But the way I look at Jesus is this. He is so much more. Yes, is he the one in the Bible? Well, sure he is, but he's a lot more than that. He's in charge of Earth, but all the universes. And there's more solar systems, more things. And matter of fact, when I have astral travel and been there, he's there too. He knows what's going on. He knows everything. They're still part of God's creatures. Sure, so is Bigfoot. We just don't understand it. That's all. He's just bigger than we know.
Yeah, okay.
He can handle it.
I think trying to perceive the universe from our own limited consciousness is a challenge, right? And
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
we have perceptions, and we place limitations on God and Christ that I don't think exist, except our belief system limits them, not our perception of them. Let me just say it that way. And also, I think God is so extraordinarily big per se, and I don't mean in size, but in all of these ways, that if somebody of a different faith is trying to connect with spirit, they might not respond to the image of Christ because they're not trained to look in that way. Is it possible that God can work with whatever imagery that a person needs to be opened up to the love and guidance of God?
I absolutely believe so. But I also have heard, you know, people that have been different religions and so forth, and that are atheist, and they also see him. I do believe personally me, this is me, I think there's an order to things. And that was pretty clear when I was in the heavenly realm, which it was beautiful. I was in the surgery room float, going around different places. And then next thing you know, a man's holding my hand. And I was in this pasture. It was beautiful. It was like paradise. And he was smiling, but he was like radiating light. And I said, you're that man I talked to. I knew who he was, even though I was 5 years old. I still knew. And he thought that was funny, and he laughed. He's very down to earth. He has a great sense of humor. He has beautiful teeth. He's extremely handsome. And, of course, he would be. Why would he, you know, pick an unattractive body? And so when he said, I had to go back, and he said, but he told me a few things first. He said, I want to give you something. And I said, what? And a toy, and he thought that was funny too. And he goes, no. And he took something off of his sash. It looked like a straw woven belt. And he handed me a part of it. It was like a little bracelet. He wrapped it around. It was very, you know, it wasn't very fancy, around my wrist. And he says, I wrap you around my love, protection, and wisdom. Much is given and much you'll give, and through the small things the big things will be accomplished, and through the big things the small things would be done. And so and you know, that really says a lot about life. And then he told me that I had to go back, and he told me that I had to show love to my mom. Mm-hmm. And I said, she'd be okay. And she'd be fine. And he goes, no, you need to. So I finally convinced him to stay some. And we walk, and as we walk, it was so pretty. The colors were beautiful. Seem like more colors that we can
receive
here.
That's like my NDE, right? My experience in this beautiful meadow, more real than here.
Yeah,
vivid,
yeah.
It's so gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah, because you instantly went to this place, and I saw children playing, mm-hmm. and then I thought, well, they're here. They were on a, what is it, those things that turn
merry-go-round?
Around? You turn
on,
merry-go-round kind of things, mm-hmm. you turn. And I said, well, they're here. Can I stay here? And he said, no, but you can walk with me for a while. So when we walked, every blade of grass, the clouds, everything followed him. Mm-hmm. And he had really pretty feet, and everything followed him. He had on a white robe, and it was like a brown sash. Mm-hmm. I believe
By the way, did he speak casual. Did he speak with you in Hebrew, Aramaic, or Southern English?
Well, it was telepathy. So he spoke to me telepathy, and I knew everything. However, he's come to me like in prayer when I pray before, and just tell him I love him, and just in a meditative state where I'm just in the state of gratitude. I have spoken Aramaic before. It's really cool, but I was just kind of in this ecstasy, and I recorded it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I did have it up. I had to take it down because someone actually interpreted it, and it was like parts of the Bible. And then I had a stalker, and so I'm like, okay, I just got to take this down. This is getting weird. But the thing is, no, he knows every language. He just telepathy, and it's just like, with spirit people, they talk to you by intention, you know, because we are, you know, our intentions through telepathy. And he walked around, and he said, we can sit over here. And we sat by on a rock in front of a big tree, and he says, we don't eat from this tree. And I'm like, okay, you know, I wasn't thinking about eating from it. Mm-hmm. And he said I could ask him whatever I wanted to, and I asked him kind of just trivial things like it was science class, like, how does electricity work? And instantly had a download. He showed me, and I was like, I was it just seems so unimportant being there. And right. So he said, well, let me tell you some things. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm 5, you know, I'm inquisitive. And so that hasn't really changed. And so he said, I want to talk about how you create things and how we do it here. I'm like, okay. He said you need to be mindful of what you say because you manifest it, you make it happen in the world. So you need to make sure it's positive and what you want. I said, okay. He said, but we do it here, but we do it instantly. I said, really? Can I do it? And he goes, yeah. And then I visualized a little boat, and then we were in a little boat and on a water. And then the little fishies came up, and he picked one up and he said, hey, to it and put it down. He said, that's how we fish here. But he told me a lot of things, and he still talks to me. He's very real. He knows everything he's told me. Okay, I'll watch your show. I know your topics. And he's told me a lot of this stuff before it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what's going on.
Yeah, well, I think that next time you ask him about election integrity, see what he says. But maybe he's not interested in a lot of politics.
You know what he said? Men lie to you. He said, yeah. Trust me, I won't lie to you.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And also, I don't believe he'll ask you to harm another either. And that's another thing that some people will say. I think psychic lawyer guy, Mark Anthony, said that. You know, I always ask about, well, what's the litmus? Because a lot of people say, well, these are displaced evil spirits trying to trick you, right? That's, you hear that a lot. It's like, how do you know? And besides the NDEs that opened you up to your experiences in this lifetime, I don't think a lot of people know that there is actually hardcore detailed type training for mediumship, the kind of thing that you do. And maybe you can relate a little bit about that, because, you know, we talk about schooling and homeopathy and naturopathy and all that, but there's all kinds of schools out there, right?
It's true. I love all that. Well, it's funny. I was traditionally trained in advertising, commercial art, and marketing, but as I got older, I was successful, and then all of a sudden, it's like God called me into service, and so for about 14 years, I was kind of in prayer. I was kind of, you know, it wasn't a good time, let's put it that way, during that period. And God was, I was getting information. I was looking at the news. I was going, why do we hurt each other and whatever? And I started getting this download from God. And then Christ showed up to explain it, because apparently I didn't understand it all. And he said, it's time for you to use your gifts. And I'm like, no, I don't want to be seen as a charlatan. He said, well, then you won't be. And I haven't. And so I said, all right. So I signed up for at the Omega Institute in New York. And I took a course with John Holland and Janet Opak in mediumship. About 65 mediums, and I was like, I can't believe I'm doing this, you know, but I think I'm better than everybody else. But, you know, if I don't, I'll just go home. I don't care. And so I said, this whole thing's ridiculous. I kept getting signs all weekend, including someone in the plane wearing a shirt in the back saying, I speak to spirits. I'm like, I even made a comment about his t-shirt. He didn't know what he was talking about, but I've always seen since three spirit people. I've also seen angels and demons. I've done it. They're real. And a lot of people are possessed these days. That sounds just awful. I could go into something else, but I've done about 18 or 19 deliverances. They're horrible. I don't like them. I don't like doing them. I don't enjoy that. I'd rather do more beautiful things and, you know, share love from a loved one or a message from, you know, Jesus or so other religious figures. But I did do that, and I did really well. Got on stage, did really well. Rocked it. Everybody's like, wow, it was great. How long have you been doing this? Mm-hmm. Open tonight.
Yeah.
So then I went, and for the next 8 years, I trained with Tony Stockwell, who's a well-known medium in the UK, and extensively did that, as well as certified and trained with Lisa Williams. So they're both stage mediums. And then I do the stage thing. I've done the, I really love it, the Southern Women Show, and I'll, you know, it'll be at a convention, and I'll have 35,000 people in a weekend, and I do three shows a day. But I just meet the nicest people. I do healings at my booth. People like, Tamara, this is like a revival. And they let me do it. They're like, just, and that meet the nicest people. Mm-hmm. So, and so it's God, Tamara, working through.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So God working through you in this way, that's unique to you. Everybody's an individual, and we have gifts and strengths and weaknesses and talents that we can even enhance.
Robert Scott Belson.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News.
President Biden will push a new economic agenda with Latin America in the coming days. The White House says Biden will seek consensus on a new agenda built on existing trade agreements with Latin America, and will present a plan to tackle increasing migration at the Summit of the Americas. The week-long summit gets underway Monday in Los Angeles. Abbott Nutrition started production. The company started production of Elicare and other specialty and metabolic formulas. Abbott closed its plants in February following FDA guidance after samples of a deadly bacteria was detected, causing a massive recall of its formula. Elicare products are expected to be released around June 20th. This is USA Radio News. The National Hurricane Center is now issuing advisories for Tropical Storm Alex, even though it will only slowly increase in strength over the next 24 hours. The storm has already dropped 8 to 12 inches of rainfall across South Florida, causing flash flooding. A gradual turn to the northeast and east is expected between Monday and Tuesday. On the forecast track, the tropical storm is expected to pass near or just north of Bermuda on Monday. A 9-year-old girl was released from a Texas hospital after being injured during the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas on May 24th. Since her discharge, a 10-year-old girl remains in serious condition, and a 66-year-old woman, who is believed to be the shooter's grandmother, is in good condition. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What do you perceive? And maybe it's different for everybody, and maybe that's the easy way to look at it, but you know, the things that you're doing, in addition to, yes, you're entertaining and engaging and warm and all of that, but if you're talking about a mission, is it to, you know, wake people up to their spiritual experiences and help connect them to them? Or, you know, is there something that's a theme for you, or does it just, you're all over the place with this talent?
I do a lot. You know, and it's funny, I don't even tell people everything that I can do because I don't think they can have it. So I want to be a real person and approachable. But I did finish the training because I believe whatever you do, if you're a plumber, be the best plumber, you know, whatever it is. So, it, you know, of course, it went extremely, extremely well. And so Now, I think part of it is to show these gifts running through me, and I give God all the credit, and to, so people can see this. I think this is our natural innate ability, and not to have fear but love, and to let them know evidentially, get the evidence. Mm-hmm. That there's no way that I would know. Like, you put this in the pocket of the person when they pass, they're walking with Christ, and they said, blah, blah, blah. They said that? No one knows that. So it's to let people know that life is continuous, that we all are important, that your life matters, that God and Christ sees all of everything that's going on. He doesn't miss a beat. He's got our back. Let me just tell you what. And it's a big operation in heaven. There's a lot of religions. I have other ones come through when I read other people, like from India, mm-hmm. because of course they would all go there. Wouldn't that be fun? All the rabbis and Jesus, the rabbi, and then all the different Hindu and the Buddha people, you know, they're all talking, you know, of course they're our own team God, but to let people know mm-hmm. that this life is worth living, and it is about the love mm-hmm. and that life continues on, but people have lost hope. Mm-hmm. And it's the way that I believe the way God works through people is through people. And so by me being a role model of being shamelessly up front, like, hey, look, mm-hmm. I know I look normal, but I'm a little stranger than I look. But, you know, I feel like I'm normal. I love yeah. God with all my heart. I yeah. love people. I'm constantly doing charity and helping work, charity work and helping. Mm-hmm. I love family. I very much so a constitutionalist, love this country,
yes.
and I'm very, you know, very conservative in a lot of ways, and I just think it has to do with common sense and having integrity and love and valor, things that your grandparents, your great-grandparents taught you, valor, integrity, being kind to others, all these things are things that are I live by.
But so many have abandoned that. I've talked about on my show, just yesterday's show, talking about the spiritual vacuum. You know, we see horrific events like these shootings where kids are taken out before they even had a chance. Also, you know, a question comes to mind, Tamara, how do you maintain that balance and that connection to not be deceived? Because as you acknowledge, there are spirits, demons that would like to come in and kind of trick you, right? And what is it that allows you to navigate that? And can others learn that so they don't succumb to the possession concept
yeah.
of doing horrible things?
Okay, so do you want me to be straight with you on this?
Always.
Be for real, for real? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you real.
Okay.
All right. I tell people, if you cling close to God, you know, maybe they don't connect to Christ, but let's just stick with God, mm-hmm. okay? If you stick with that, and generally it's your tradition, most people stick kind of hover the traditional religion they grew up with. If you stick with that, and I'll always say for me, I bring Christ along. If you get into yoga and get something weird, he'll let you know. But you need to stay connected. You need to stay connected to your high, you know, your higher self, your God, you know, the holy angels and all that. Yeah. You're going to be fine. But let me tell you what I find. People do crazy stuff. Grown people, like one fella, for example, I looked at him. I said, you got these little scrubbing bubbles spiritually all over. He goes, you can see it. I went, yeah, what are those? And finally I said, you need an exorcism. This is horrible. Mm. And then he said, I said, what are you doing? And he said, well, I've got these little metal balls and I'm catching spirits in them. I said, well, how many little metal balls do you have? Is it 150? What kind of weird, who would think
why
of
would
that?
You I mean, do that? Yeah.
Why would you do that? Another person. They were pulling something out of a mirror. Why are you doing this? You know, if you're bored, take a Pilates class, you know, start running, do gardening. I mean, you know, I'm just telling you, people do this. They get themselves into this. And I can also, I was born with the ability of discernment. And I think that's a gift. I can also speak in different tongues and so forth, but in different languages that I don't know, but the other person knows. But I have seen them as a kid. That's part of what I'm going to talk about. In the spiritual community, they don't mm-hmm. like to talk about these things. And even in the Christian community, mm-hmm. they'll turn their nose up to it. But you need to know who your enemy is. mm-hmm. And they like to stay hidden. And I can see that on people. And they know that I can see it. I can see what I can look at a photograph and tell you the history of the house and what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not fun. But it really hurts me when it's children involved, and
sure.
you know, a child shouldn't have to go through something like
no,
that.
No.
But a lot of people bring it on is what I'm saying. Like, there's people that do satanic stuff that they, you know, where Christians take on the Holy Spirit, they take on the unholy spirit. Jesus told me they have a different book and a different ending. I said, well, that's just horrible. And I said, well, they're wrong. God wins. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, that's just what they have. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. Tamara, the experiences you've had, I mean, look, you're bubbly into life. Speaking of the good kind of bubbles, not the ones that trap spirits, right? That guy was doing. That's weird stuff.
It's craziness, yeah.
But, you know, I think of the flow of love. I call it divine love, right? It's unconditional, right? Loves us without end, without fail. We tend to have a viewpoint of ourselves that is less than that many times because of experiences we've had, our beliefs we've adopted due to whether it be parents that put beliefs on our heads unbeknownst to them because of their patterns and things or otherwise. And we struggle, I think, as humans to find our way back, I believe, or perceive to God, to spirit. And oftentimes, maybe always, we're ultimately our own worst enemy. When we talk about the enemy,
You're right.
Our beliefs, our limited beliefs, or beliefs we've adopted, we don't even realize how we're sabotaging ourselves on our journey home to God. And then we blame others. That's another, I think, the victim state of consciousness or victim mentality can keep us from, let's say, overcoming those patterns. Because it is about personal responsibility, is it not? If we are created in God's image or divine spark of God, then we have the ability of co-creation, like you described, in terms of the experience with Christ in that regard. And I think of all of these things and learning of the enemy, too. This is an interesting thing when we talk in politics, you know, you hate the Democrats, you hate the Republicans, on and on it goes. And we find out that when surveyed, people are like, nah, I don't really want to do harm to the people. I believe differently, but people are more inclined to get along. It's just when these other people that don't have enough time with their own problems start trying to control everybody else. And I think... I'm a peaceful, loving guy, but there's a point at which I've got to stand up for myself, and just praying for peace is not enough, that we have to be willing to stand in the
come
gap.
Come on now.
Well,
speak the truth. That is truth
Because
you
got
to put some action behind it. I mean, you need to. We are here in this 3D world. Praying is good, but loving people, bring them in a hot meal. If this isn't okay, I mean, I've told people, I'm just going to say, look, my opinion, I heard Jesus said no, and I have been anti from day one. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I've had people tell, I'm like, no, doctors, no, no.
Yeah, we got you, because look.
No.
Look at the people that are, you know, self-proclaimed. I mean, they love God. They're spiritual or religious people, and they claim to be, you know, whatever they claim to be. But then they get out in the world, and suddenly there's a fear message that overwhelms the faith that they claim they have, and then they're going to run out and get a genetic modification, an injection that alters DNA protein synthesis to produce something that man created, not God. And I'm like,
okay, come on, you're doing it again. This is the Robert Scott Ministry Show. That is truth. I mean, this is the thing that people have given their power away to people that want to hurt you. And, you know, I hate to say it. It took me a long time most of my life, but not everybody tells the truth. You have to feel it energetically. If you have any inkling of doubt someone is not telling you the truth, you need to put them through the test. Even Jesus says that. And so we need to follow what's in our heart, and we need to walk very closely with God and Christ and with our birthright while we're here. We are spiritual, powerful beings in God. He didn't make a mistake by putting us here right now. He put us here because we have a divine right to move forward and to make a difference in this world. Every person, even if it's just their smile, even if it's the person that's just, you know, helping babysit someone that's a senior or walking the dogs. It doesn't matter. It all matters. And if we walk in a true love, Christ love vibration, and I know that sounds hippy dippy, but seriously, if you bring it in your heart and really walk like that and try, and I mean, don't like, oh, let me try to do it, but just surrender and just say, come on in and just fill me with the love of the reason where it is in heaven. That's my birthright, and you walk it. No person should ever give you fear, because we don't, first of all, really die. And the only person I care about is God. Anyone else can take a hike.
Well,
the only one I answer to is God.
Well, yeah, we also realize that I think one of the great deceptions are those that try to convince us that we are not of God, that we are not of creation, that we are something less than who we really are, because that steals our power, or
that's
it convinces us in reality to give that power away to somebody else who will use it to enslave us, right? And so I liken this journey, of course, as we're observing people of faith in this crisis of the last couple of plus years now. How much faith do you really have? Do you put your faith in man and medicine, or do you put your faith in something far higher and greater and deeper? And you had mentioned a quote to me you got in one of your sessions or medium challenges or chat, or always say travels. I don't know about the V word. And I thought
yeah,
it was a
that's
great,
what we're talking about.
Yeah. Can you, would you be willing to share that with the audience?
Oh, you mean about my channel message from Jesus?
Yes.
What I just said? Okay. Yes. So in March of 2020, okay, so I can't, okay, this is for everybody. Okay, shh, don't tell everybody, just
don't
your audience.
Right.
Okay, just the audience. Okay, so my sister and I took my mother, who turned 75, on a disco cruise. You know, she loved that. So we got off the disco cruise February 2020, and I was very sick, but no one knew what was going on, but people from China and everywhere on that boat. And I was like, my God, I think I've got pneumonia. This is a horrible flu. I'm really glad I didn't know what it was. Anyway, I have natural immunity, but that's not why I didn't take it. It's because my soul said no, and I say no, and I'm in charge of my body, and that's that.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Scott Bell Show.
So, but anyway, we came back and Jesus said, it was March 17th, 2020. He said, I want you to carry my messages. And I went, what? And I went, publicly? No. And then he asked me again. It was like a day later. And I said, no, I really don't feel comfortable with that because I can hear it now. And he's like, okay. So he asked me again and he said, are you more worried about what people think or what I think? I said, well, definitely you. So I'm going to say yes. So I was a nervous wreck. Seriously, I had my hair fall out for a while doing this. It was from March to July. And they're all up there. They're free under ChristAcademyOfLove.com. They're all free and to look at. And so he did answer that. And I didn't know it because it didn't even come up then, the V word.
Right.
And it came up and he said no. And it came up as a channel message. He used to wake me up in the middle of the night for 2 hours and I'd write. And then he said, okay, because I was losing my hair. And he said, okay, we don't need to do that. Just sit in a comfortable chair. And during the day, when you're ready, I'll just talk to you. He said, really? And he'd even correct the words. He goes, no, I didn't say that. And he'd go back. I can hear. He'd like to talk to everybody. But see, I've been working on hearing spirit for a long time. So he said, there's no, he said, my father's, he said, there's no greater V than my father's sovereign power and grace.
And so he already answered. I'm going to say it so you don't have to get in trouble. There's no greater vaccination than my father's
sovereign power and grace.
Yeah. And that goes to the heart of what. That goes to the heart of what I try to bring up as well on my show, whether you believe it as a medical argument or not, or an immunological, but as a spiritual argument, that you would rely on the arrogance of men who alter the genetic integrity of God's children rather than.
And that's
where I'm at.
I hate God.
And I'm not condemning anybody. Don't get me wrong, Tamara. I'm not condemning the people that took the jab. I have compassion and grace.
Oh, no.
And I think God forgives
everything. I know a lot of people
that
have, of course.
And we want to help them in any way we can. I'm learning all the time about ways to do it. I think a lot of people are waking up and regretting the decision. And it wasn't like they weren't warned, whether it was by any of us. But the message coming in from above or within. Now, long before there was the COVID craziness, there were many moms that I talked to on this show who were taking their children like dutiful moms to the pediatrician. And the pediatrician says, you need to get these shots and these shots and these shots. And the intuition or the gut was telling them, no, don't do it, don't do it. And the overwhelming authoritarian nature of medicine, which is not very natural, overwhelmed their mother's intuition, and their child ended up injured or killed or on the autism spectrum. And so this is an age-old dilemma. You know, where do you get your, I call it my marching orders. I get them from God, not government. Now, that's maybe an oversimplification, but I mean that as well as medical man. And even medical man can do things that are of God, I believe, like life-saving interventions. But I also say, if you go to a surgeon who's the best surgeon in the world that has no faith or belief in a creator or God, I'm thinking, I'm going to find a surgeon that does, because who knows in that procedure, if they get a message that they'll ignore that says, even though you always do it this way, in this case it would kill the patient, do it this way. And instead of listening, they would go, that's just weird talk, and I'm going to do it the way I was trained. And so my point is always being connected to the voice of spirit or God to be directed at any moment, at even everything you know and been trained to do. In this one moment, you're getting the message, no, don't do it that way. Who's going to listen? Someone who's practiced and has faith, or someone who is so easily swayed and abandoned by the mind and the mind games and the tricks that are played? So I talk about these things and how we can exercise spiritually to learn the language so we don't end up making decisions that are harmful to ourselves or others.
Well, it's not easy bucking the system, but so what? Being here is not easy. But this is what, you know what it is right now? I never thought I'd see the day. I sound like an old person. I never thought I'd see the day, but I didn't. That we have medical fascism, and there are people that knew what was in there way before any of us knew that either you had it or you didn't. It was a lie to everybody. And we've all, whether we took it or not, had loved ones that have, and we're in this together. It's horrible. And the fact is that when some found out, they still, even though they took the oath never to harm, they still wanted to make sure, because they kept their medical license. Instead, they harm others. And now, I don't trust them. I tell you what, I'm getting Tesla coming through a lot to me at night in my dreams. And he's going, hey, how's it going? I don't even know Tesla. Like, I didn't even, I'm like, are you Tesla? I didn't study you in high school. But he's been coming through a year and a half. And he said, energy should be free. There's something that you can use. It's bioluminescent UV lighting that can light up your entire body, get rid, clear it through your DNA, and get rid of parasites and everything in there. And I said, well, this bright light, does it, is it enhanced if you pray with it? He goes, well, of course it is. And and he's trying to give us solutions. And he said, you can make it. It's like a tanning bed. He said, it's very inexpensive. You can make it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.